right? So that Siddhartha is born by the power of the karma and delusion. You know, so he was born by the power of the karma and delusion, so that his body is contaminated through suffering. It's a contaminated aggregate. Later he grew up, and then he realized that there's no essence to the life, and then he escaped from the palace. He escaped, and then he went to practice Dharma. So at that time, that was the same kind of body, the same continuation of the body that he had before. And then after that, he accumulated, he meditated for like 6 years. He did a very hardship meditation for 6 years. At that time, he had the same body. And then later, through having accumulated all the merits, then he achieved the state of full enlightenment. And he achieved the state of full enlightenment with the same kind of body, which has the same continuation. So which came from the same person that he was before he gained enlightenment, and which was thrown by the power of the karma and delusion. So therefore, that is also the true suffering thrown by karma and delusion. So therefore, that is not the Buddha. That's not enlightened.
Sanji Shacha Tavate, Dude Mochi, Lutana, Kadi Tano, Selana, Saju Tunane, Gomazova Tite, and a Korangune Mandu Shavanaji Chenata, Lisa Devachene, and a Gomazoiza, or to do, and Lame the Yangel Devar, Lame Sikare, Mammy Lenin, you from the Pumbu, Tama, Mabacha, they call it Tama Charis. Did you see that? Lisa Charis.
So at that time, So only when the Buddha Shakyamuni got separated from his contaminated aggregate, it's at that time when he passed away. When he passed into Parinirvana, when he passed into Parinirvana, at that time he was separated from that body, from that aggregate, from that contaminated aggregate. At that time he achieved the liberated nirvana. Is called the non-residual nirvana. So there's no residue of any of the contaminated aggregates. So at that time, he left. Just like when we die, we leave the body behind and our mind continues. So just like that, the Buddha left his contaminated aggregate, and that time he achieved the non-residual nirvana.
What are those? Nava, kasatina.
And so they don't also accept the complete enjoyment body. They don't accept anyway the four bodies. That Buddha has the four bodies. Anyway, they don't accept Mahayana at all. So, as he says here, they do not accept the complete enjoyment body, Sambhogakaya, and they assert, what they assert is that when the highest emanation body, which is like Buddha Shakyamuni, when he, was in this world, in the form that he has, he was in the highest emanation body, or highest emanation form. And so he says that when the highest emanation form, or the highest emanation body attained nirvana without remainder, the mental continuum ceases. So that at that time, the Buddha Shakyamuni, the body also, body will be cremated and it will cease, right? And also the mind ceases. So there's no continuation of the mind after that. So there's no Buddha Shakyamuni anymore now, according to this school.
Litan Tamari, Sentan Tamari. He in Jin Shimalaya, young sentient generation and all, what the new Yoma is.
So according to this school, there's no Rinpoches, no emanation. So there's no reincarnation. So no reincarnation of the, like a Buddha, say enlightened beings. So there's no enlightened beings, coming into taking different kind of life again. taking different kind of rebirth again and then coming to help other sentient beings. There's no such thing according to this school. So because he says like that, you know, then the Mahayana, you know, schools like the Mahayana schools like a Madhyamika, you know, says if you say the Buddha has, because Buddha has that body, so therefore he says the Buddha has the true suffering. And then how can Buddha have a true suffering? Because didn't Buddha abandon, you know, all the true sufferings? And then he says, no, even if Buddha abandoned the true suffering, it doesn't contradict, you know, to say that Buddha, you know, Buddha has, you know, true suffering. So that's what he says. Although Buddha's spirit has abandoned all suffering and its origins without exception, it does not contradict that he still has true suffering in his continuum. So if you ask the Vaivashikas, you know, whether Buddha has abandoned the truth and the suffering, and then they say yes, he has abandoned the suffering. And has he abandoned the true suffering? And they will say yes, he has abandoned the true suffering.
That call about Tibet, you know, when a pangtul kane des, Quran jila duden doga, ku ne duden pangtul kane des, lana jira mawete len jayondi duden la mi ben decha pangwa des.
And so then, didn't he abandon the true suffering? And he said, yes, he abandoned the true suffering. And how come he has the true suffering? And he says, Buddha abandoned the attachment, you know, to the true suffering, attachment, you know, to the true suffering, attachment to the aggregate. And he has abandoned because he abandoned the object possessor, therefore that is also, you know, that is posited as having abandoned the object and the object possessor. You know, the object is the true suffering, you know, the aggregate, right? And then the mind that is cling, you know, that clings to that aggregate is the attachment, like attachment, you know, is the subject or object possessor. So when he abandons the object possessor, the mind, you know, that is attached to the true suffering or the aggregate, you know. So that, and when one says that, you know, he abandoned the subject, you know, that is also called or posited as having abandoned the object. So he said, although Buddha has the true suffering, because he has abandoned the attachment, you know, to the true suffering, therefore it is said, you know, that he has abandoned the true suffering. So here again it says, hearers and salted rajas, four destroyers. From the attainment of the state of four destroyers until they die, there are four destroyers with remainder. So, and then after they die, they are considered to have attained nirvana without remainder. They say that because the person, when the four destroyers, four destroyers, the soldier riders and the heroes, when they die, you know, when they die, their body ceases, their mind ceases also. So therefore, there is no continuation of the mind. You know, that later, you know, enters into the minor path and achieve the state of full enlightenment. You know, so when they achieve the state of arhat, you know, the state of the arhat of the heroes or the soldier risers, that is also the final achievement. You know, so they accept that there are three and you know, ultimate achievements, you know, or there are three ultimate you know, vehicles. You know, so the one is the heroes vehicle and soldier riser vehicle and the Mahayana vehicle.
What is it? Tao tagi lava na jira wa sakche da chomba se ni da da chomba ngoma de ngam ma shibe sombo de wa da chomba sombo ti ni la che da chomba yimba ti che la ane nyomo che ji dwa ma le ba pa ba le pa ba wa jedup kan pa ba nyomo che mai be dwa ta ri pa cha nyomo ko pa cha ja ya nyomo ko pa cha te pa ji pa ya ma le wa nyomo che mai be dwa ma pa ba ye ye na ya sa me de nyang le de do di ane ku